I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A Russian social media troll farm accused of meddling in the U.S. presidential election also targeted Congressman John Lewis and CNN and helped spread messages on voter irregularities and police shootings in Georgia. The AJC found more than 1,500 troll farm tweets referencing Georgia-related news, people, or institutions, with most leaning toward conservative political or social messages, though other posts took opposing points of view. The tweets targeting Lewis deemed him a, quote, damned liar, race pimp, and race baiter. CNN was denounced as fake news. The Russian cyber propaganda outfit known as the Internet Research Agency produced the tweets that were among 200,000 recently published by NBC News. Representative Lewis is one of five people being honored this weekend for their work to advance civil rights. The recognition will take place during a celebration at the new Mississippi Civil Rights Museum in Jackson. Lewis was scheduled to speak at the museum's opening in December, but canceled his appearance because Governor Phil Bryant invited President Donald Trump. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s message of nonviolence is being renewed as the 50th anniversary of his assassination approaches. King was fatally shot on April 4, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. WSB reports that the King Center in Atlanta will celebrate the civil rights leader's life during April. Bernice King is the CEO of the King Center.
Daddy gave the vision. He outlined the philosophy and methodology, but it was the people who embraced it.
Events will include a Peace Pride Awards ceremony and a global bell ringing at 6:05 p.m., the moment that Dr. King was shot. Kennesaw State University is being sued by some students who say their right to express their views on campus is being restricted. The AJC reports that a lawsuit filed in federal court in Atlanta this week against the university is on behalf of Ratio Christi, a club that attempts to strengthen the faith of Christian students and share the gospel with non-Christians. In the lawsuit, KSU student Zachary Bohannon says officials have repeatedly rejected the club's preferred space to post pro-life displays, instead putting the club in a less prominent location on campus. Black women from across the country are in Atlanta today for the Power Rising Conference to discuss economic and political issues. Earlier this week, some black girls spent a day at the Capitol as part of Black Women and Girls Advocacy Day. Ananna Paris of Sister Care Alliance spoke at the event. She said self-care is a form of economic empowerment.
When you choose, are y'all with me?
Yes.
Not to take care of yourself, somebody's payroll is getting handled by that choice. Somebody's entire business is based off of your low self-care choices.
According to a Nielsen study, black women are behind the increase in black spending power that could jump to a record $1.5 trillion by 2021. And Georgia lawmakers have agreed to set aside $8 million to pay for school security improvements. Republican House Speaker David Ralston's office says the money, which is part of the House's discretionary funds, will be used to buy things like metal detectors, security cameras, and new locks. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.